The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a parsha or an entire sefer, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Now that we're in Chodesh Adar, you may have Purim coming up. So we'll talk about a Shaila Halacha, which is Renegade Lamaisa. Many people ask the Shaila, many people actually don't ask, and they should ask the Shaila, which is very much Negea for the Hanhaga, a minhag that a lot of people have on Purim, which is that there's a minhag to get dressed up on Purim. And the emphasis is that it's a minhag kadmon, it's a very early, old minhag. Various reasons given for the minhag. If you want to see the reasons, you can take a look in the Sefer Ma'idim L'Simcha. He brings from different Makairis different reasons for it. But Al-Kupanim, there is such a minhag to get dressed up on Purim. Now, not only getting dressed on Purim, get dressed up on Purim, but there seems to be also an old minhag of men getting dressed up like women, and women getting dressed up like men, boys like girls, girls like boys, which obviously is a very serious shaila, because there's an issa deraisa, pasuk in the Torah, of la yubash. It's also for a man to dress like a lady, it's also for a lady to dress like a man. So, is there any heter? Is this minig appropriate? Is it a good minig? Is it not a good minig? Right, we know that menhagim sometimes have a very strong kayach, it could be ikra halacha. Menhagim are very much a crucial part of Torah. Right. On the other hand, we know that the Isis Minhig are the Isis of something else, which is not so good. So, like Taisa says in Bavaster, that Beis Amad Aleph, that Taisa brings a raya from the sugya over there, that Mikan, that you see that there are Minhagim that we should not rely on. So just the mere fact that it's a Minhag is not enough to say, oh, so it must be that it's Mutter. So we have to know, is it a Minhag that we can rely on, or is it not appropriate? So what's the Allah? So if you look at the Darkei Moshe from the Ramah, in Hilchos Purim, in Siman Tafresh Tzadik Vav, he brings in the Mari Mintz in Seif Siman Yud Zayin that he says it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? So his reason is because he brings Taisu says in several places that a Dover She'ish Ve'isha Shoven Boy, something which is common among men and women, common meaning that it's done by both men and women, and it's not being done by one to appear like the other, that's Mutter. That's the heter that he says. And then he says an additional heter, which the Darkei Moshe goes with. He says it's like the Paiskim say that Gezel on Purim is Mutter. It doesn't mean you're allowed to go steal from somebody, but in certain cases, if the Simchas Purim is Gairi Mehezek by somebody, so you don't have to pay up. It's I'm not saying it's Mutter L'chatzila to do it, but if it's done, you don't have to pay for it. Now, on this second heter of Gezel, so the Darkei Moshe brings to Mari Brin that he's mefakfik on this. He does not like this heter. He says by Gezel, the reason for the heter is, the reason why you don't have to pay is because he's a klal of Bezdin, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. Bezdin was mafker. Bezdin has a kayach to declare that even though really you should have to pay something, Bezdin can declare you don't have to pay it. That's a kayach Bezdin has. The Gemara talks about it in different places, different makayers. Koponim. That obviously has no place over here. Here we're talking about something that's pasha to Isser. The Torah says you're not allowed to wear a beged isha. Bezdin can't come along and say, no, we say it's mutter. It's only in a financial matter Bezdin can say you don't have to pay up something. So l'chayr, that would be a shver heter. But let's go back to the first heter. First heter was that it's something that's common among men and women, so it's not miyuchad, it's not unique to a man or a woman, so it's mutter. Now, and additionally, he says, because it's not being done in order to appear like for a man to appear like a woman, or the reverse. That's not the intent. Now, L'chayra, in a moven, how that would apply in many situations. In many situations, if not all, certainly many, if maybe most situations, the reason the boy is dressing up like the girl on Purim, is to look like a girl. It's not like a case where you have like he's cold, so he puts on a scarf, he puts on a lady's scarf or a lady's sweater, he's not trying to look like a lady, just he's cold, and maybe men wear the sweater also. And that's no shaykhus over here. The whole reason he's wearing it is for Simchas Purim, or whatever the reasons are for this minhag. Hidafka wants to look like a lady, that's his whole point. And the fact that it's Mishum Simchas Purim, that's not a heter. right? Just because it's Mishum Simchas Purim, so it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to have Simchas Purim. Okay, so what if a person, he's sameach from eating food which is not kosher? You're not allowed to eat it. It's the same thing over here. Person enjoys being misar of a boy with a girl, right? And somebody he's not allowed to be with. That's not Motah Mishum Simchas Purim, obviously. So this is the same thing. And the Araktana, Taka Yes is Kasha, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Vav, Ois Pei Beis. And what the Mariamin says, that it's something that's done among men and women, it's common among men and women, also is L'Chayrishvet. He brings a Taisis that says that. Taisis is talking about in the Gemara it says that a man is not allowed to shave hair in certain places on his body because it's something that a woman does. Taisis says, in a situation where it's common for men to do it, so then it's mutter. Okay, so that we understand, because once it becomes accepted among men to do something, so then it's not a begad ish, it's not a ma'isa ish, it becomes a ma'isa ish. So the Rechagav, I'll just mention that in this general topic, there is a nidin in the Prisha, in the Achroinim, when we say that something becomes a minig of men, even though it used to be only a minig of women. Do we look at Yiddish men? Do we look at Yishayim Torah Mitzvahs? Or do we look at Goyim? Not Shabbat Mitzvah. So that's a separate discussion. But Aval Panim, the Tais is talking about something where Itaka became the minig among men. Or, for example, the Rishayim talk about looking in a mirror. So really, you're not supposed to look at a man's not allowed to look in the mirror, because that's a feminine thing to do. Okay, but once it became common for men to do it, so now it's a mutter. Fine. But in all those cases, with the shaving, with the mirror, the reason one is doing it is not because he's trying to be feminine. He's certainly not trying to appear like a woman. He's not trying to do a ladylike action. He's doing something which used to be this way, and now it's this way, and he's doing it for whatever reason he has to do it. But over here, the whole reason the person is doing it is in order to look like a woman. You can't say it's common on Purim for men to wear women's clothes. That's ridiculous. It's only common because people are trying to dress up like a woman. Right? So obviously that's very sure. Namus says that the Yadaktana points out that if you look in the Marimins, Namus says he does not say that he's talking about switching clothing. He's talking about masks. And on that, he says that's something that men and women could do equally. But Zakhtar Yadaktana, the Marimins is not being matter for a man to wear a woman's clothes. Agoponim Yadaktana comes out that it's Asa. Okay, Lemaisa, if you look at the Marimins, it's not 100% clear how to learn Pshat. But Agoponim, But as we said, the Marimins is matter, the Rama brings it, and the Araktana asks. Okay, now, getting back to the Marimins, he himself says that the person's kavana is not for Dvar Masurim, it's just for Simchas Purim. And he brings from a smag that's what it depends on. Since your kavana is not for Dvar Masurim, even though the Kavan is to look like an Isha, but it is not for Dvar Masurim, for bad reasons, only for Simchas Purim, so Mamela, it's Mutter. Okay, so let's say that granted that the smag holds like that, it's still very shred to be Samech on this Lahalacha, because other Yishrenim don't say such a Svara. The Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, Yeredeya, where they talk about this, I think it's in Kuf Pei Aleph, or Kuf Pei Beis, they don't say such a Svara. So obviously, the mere fact that you're trying to look like an Isha is enough to make it Asur. And in fact, if you look in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, Leisa Se Lam and Tes and Mem, he says the reason is not even because of being like an Isha, the reason is because it's Chukas Hagoyim. It's because it's from among the many things which are also by Dezara, which is Taka Mashma in the Rambam in Yad also. He brings these halachas in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Akoponim, so it's not so posh at the set. The Bach in over the Yerdei in Kuf Pei Beis, he brings a Sefer Yirei, a mitzvah Shin Pei Vav, that says that you're not allowed to dress up a man like a woman, Mishum Simchas Chasa V'Kala. Apparently there were some people who do that by Chasana, by Shavu Brach, they would come in dressed like the other side. And he says, the Yirei says there's no such heter. So Dr. Bach, that there's no heter, Mishum Mitzvah. So just like there's no heter, Mishum Mitzvah of Chasam Kala, or Adin, there's no heter of Mitzvah, Mishum Simchas Purim. The Bach, however, does say a different heter. He says two other heterim in the sinyan of Layobash. One is that he says, if your kavanah is not to look like the Isha, then it's mutter. So nafkamina, so that doesn't help us for Purim, but nafkamina would be, like I said before, if somebody's cold and the only sweater he has is a woman's sweater, he would be allowed to wear it. Or sometimes it's raining, you want to take a woman's umbrella, or for a woman to take a man's umbrella. Again, where it's clear that, you know, for a man to use a bright pink umbrella, it's clear that it's for a woman. I mean, simple black umbrellas, I don't think they're miyuchad dafka for a man or a woman, so obviously there's no issue. But even if it's clear that it's miyuchad for one, but if you're doing it, just protect yourself from the rain, uchadayme, the Bach says that's mutter. Also, the Bach says another chedish, another heter. He says that the isser is only in something which is osli lenoi vikishut, something which is made to beautify the person. So, lamasha, like some an umbrella, which is not lenoi vikishut, would be mutter, regardless of the first heter, would stand be mutter. The Shach, however, says that this heter only applies on a single beged, to change one beged. But to change all you've got for a man to dress up completely like an isha, with all the clothes of an isha, no matter what your intent is, that would be awesome. So let's say, for example, a man is stuck someplace, and the only clothes he has is woman's clothes. He showed up someplace, his clothes got damaged, all he has is his wife's clothes. And he can't go out of the house without clothing, so he wants to go out wearing his wife's clothes, dressed completely like an isha. From the shaitel down to the shoes. He doesn't even have a yarmulke, he wants to wear a shaitel. Right? The mamish completely begotten of an isha, so that, the Shach says, is awesome. But again, I mean, all of this is—it's nice to know all of this, and you know, it isn't again in different cases. But none of this is going to help our original shaila of getting dressed up on Purim. And the emphasis is that even the term of the Bach is not so pashut. The Arachtan is machmir, the Chayodam and Binas Adam Siman Hayin Dalad is machmir also. So it's not pashut b'chlal to go with the setter. And the emphasis is getting back to the ikar meaning of Purim. That there are many achrenim besides the Arachtana who are machmir. They are the Taz and the Be'er Ha'Goyla and the Chidah and the Birkei Yosef, the Knesset HaGdoyla and the Shlah. And in fact, the Aruch HaShulchan says that even the Ramah who was matir, he was only matir because that was the minig in his time. So the Aruch HaShulchan, but in our time, this minig is ready in this battle, and therefore, it becomes Asr. It was only mutter because that was the minig. We'll just end off with the lashon of the Arach Tana. He says, "Roy v'nochein l'chol gedayla Yisrael limchais b'charomais gedaylim." He says it's proper for all gedayla Yisrael to be meicha with a big chayrim u'v'chol mini kfiris and to force people levayr haminig haro hazeh to uproot to get rid of this very bad minig. And in fact, there's even a Rambam about this in the beginning of Sefer Ma'aser Rekeach. They bring there that the Rambam himself was aware of such a minig, and he was Yaitzi Lilchaim connected this minig. The Prima Gadam Lamaisa says that to switch one beged, he says, Efshu Shein Limchais Bahem. Because he says if it's only one beged, it could be it's only in Isidra Abonon, it's not a Lil Bishdairaisa. So you have something to be Simulchan for one beged, and he says, Efshu Shein Limchais. Doesn't exactly give a full throated endorsement, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says as well. So, that would be the halacha, ain lumchais, somebody does one beged, but to really get dressed up, you know, legamri, like a man like a woman or reverse, really should not be done. I mean, really is a davar asr, and presumably one should be meicha. If the Mishnah Berurah is saying not to be meicha in one beged, obviously he's saying you should be meicha, and somebody gets dressed up completely like that. Again, I'm not suggesting lemaisa one should make machais. In general, machais do not actually help. And we go back to the cloud of Kashem Shigabal Tashar al Adrisha, Kach the Kabbal Tashar al Aprisha. But Al-Kaponah, but in Ikar Adin, it would seem that it is Usr more than one Beged, and even one Beged is not so clear. Just one more point, as far as Ketanim, which is really that's where it's mostly gay, is by children. So we know that the cloud is that you're not allowed to give a Dover Usr to a child. You can't give a child a tray for candy. Right? It's an Issa of Sfiyah B'Yodayim. And it's brought in Sefer Purim v'Chodesh Adar, the Hanhagas of the Chazon Ish, that were written by Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and he says that the Chazon Ish was makbid even on children. The Mechas Yitzchok, Chelik Beisim and Kofches, says the same idea. There is an explanation of Ebenezer Chelik Dalet, Simon Samach Beis, which does sound somewhat not like this, Ayin Sham. Perhaps there is a shtickle heta by children in certain situations, but again, where he's really dressing up in order to look like the boy, to look like the girl, or the reverse, it really should not be done. We would now like to discuss another halacha about Purim. The Rambam, in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis Halacha Tesvav, talks about Sudas Purim, says as follows. Ketzad choyva suda zu, sheyoichal basar, v'yisakein suda no kifi asher tim tziyodei. Sudas Purim should be a beautiful suda, according to what a person can afford. Dr. Rambam, that you should drink wine until you get drunk, Yeradim means you fall asleep b'shachrusai from your drunkenness. As I state in Rambam, this is the way the Rambam learns Pshat in the Gemara, the first parak in the Gila of Chayev l'nesumei b'puriyu, that a person has to get so drunk that he falls asleep. Question is, where did the Rambam get this from? That there's anything to do with sleeping? The Gemara doesn't say anything about sleeping. So the Pasha the Pshat is because the Gemara says Chayev l'nesumei b'puriyu adala yoda bein arham l'baruch mar l'chay, and presumably the Rambam understood that when does a person reach La Yod, the real La Yod is when he's sleeping. And as I state in the Sefer Chedvas Hashem Simin Chof Ches, that's the Pshat. So, but then you'll ask, but if he's sleeping, how could it be Mekayim the Mitzvah? Now he's sleeping, if he's Potem and HaMitzvahs. Okay, so that's not so Shvei. Teretz is that that's good for the Mitzvah, to be Mafkia your Das, and to become like a Shaita, who's sleeping. Right, we find a similar idea by Sukkah, it's the Mitzvah to sleep in the Sukkah, the Achrayim talk about when he's actually sleeping, is he being mekayim the mitzvah? Nafkamina is like an yeshiva shesukkah, where the whole yeshiva has one sukkah, and there's not enough room for everybody to sleep. So you come into the sukkah, and you see somebody sleeping. Are you allowed to pick him up, put him in the house? Because now he's put him in a sukkah. Anyway, so the Achrayim talk about this. But over here, we could say the Rambam understood that is the mitzvah. The question is, where did the Rambam get this from? Why is the mitzvah dafka al yidei shina? Why can't it just be al yidei sleeping? I'm sorry, al yidei drinking enough that he loses his das without sleeping. So I was thinking the same pshat. It's a little bit al darach hagoda, but al kaponim shtikul pshat is the medrash says in Esther zayin yudalad. The pasuk says yeshnay am echad. So the medrash says that haman tainid Hashem yoshin, that the Eibishter is sleeping. Yeshnay is a lashon of shina. So the Haman Tainid, the Eibishter sleeping, the Eibishter was Megala, that even at a time when it looks like the Eibishter sleeping, even at a time of Hester upon him, still, he named Layonim V'layishon Shemir Yisrael. So we want to show a matzav of Shina, that it looks like, Kilo, we're not alive, we're not here, but really, we are here. That could be one pshat. Another pshat we could say, is it says in the Sefer Seder Hayyim as follows. Sha'acha Shahaman HaRosha Bikesh Lahash Melargul Abed. After Haman had his diabolical plan, the lishpach dam Yehudim, to spill the blood of the Yidin, nitzdavinu lasa is inyan karav l'zeh. So the mitzvah is to do something similar to that. Mitech simcha. How can you do something similar to mitech simcha? Lishpach harbe, to drink so much, acha nishoir kemesim mushkovim arzo. This is the lashon of the Seder Hayyim. That the mitzvah is to drink enough that you're laying on the ground like a mace. Umitzad acher hu chashav lishpach dam. Hu chashav lishpach dam. So first of all, we're doing something similar to what Haman did. And also, mitzad acher, he says, faket. Haman wanted to be shayfach dam. V'onu naisiv dam al domenu. We are maisiv dam al domenu. I guess when you drink, you get more blood or something happens. I mean, I know the blood alcohol level goes up. Certainly when you drink, it has something to do with the blood. But he sounds like there's kilo a ribuy of dam in the body all day drinking. I don't know if that's is borne out scientifically or not, but I'll upon him. The idea is that he wanted to create a misal chalila, so we do fakat. I'll upon him, and the first thing that he said is that shenishar kameisa mishkavim arza. How do you do that? Alidei shina, because shina is echad mishishim shavim misa. We know, so a person is tying a little bit of tam misa alidei simcha. So that's the zelu mazek neged what Haman wanted to do. Okay. Maybe that explains it a little more, the Rambam. Now, the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha, just like the Gemara says, chayv l'vsumi b'por, yeah? And then the Rambam says, yesh aimrim, you don't have to, he says, de'ein sarich, l'hishtaker kol kach. You don't have to drink so much, ala yish di yaisrim l'imudai, drink a little more than normal, v'yishon, and go to sleep. Or fall asleep. Now, the Gain, over there, when the Ramos says Ein Sarach L'Hishtaker, the Goyin is Mitzayin the Kolboi, and he also is Mitzayin a Gemara, where the Gemara talks about the Gnus, how bad it is for a person to get drunk. Not about Purim, but in general. And in fact, the Kolboi Taka says that it's also L'Hishtaker, you're not really allowed to get drunk. So, what does it mean? It doesn't mean to get drunk, it means just to drink a little bit. Now, the question is, though, it doesn't seem to stem so well with the Ramah, because the Kolboi is saying it's usur to drink. The Ramah doesn't say it's usur. The Ramah says v'yeshayim de'ein sarich, you don't have to, which means that the Ramah is telling you a chumrah. I'm sorry, the Kolboi is telling you a chumrah. You're not allowed to get so drunk. The Ramah is telling you a kula. Of course, if you want to like the mechaber, that's the best. He says v'yeshayim, you don't have to. He's saying a kula. So, it's not so geschmack what the Gaon is saying over here. But Akoponim Ladina, the Rama certainly made it to the Mechaber that it would be better to Taka be Meshtaker and Gansen. The Prima Godim says in several places, in the Klal, in the beginning of Arachayim, at the beginning of Yeredeya, that when the Mechaber says, and the Rama says, Yesh Oimrim, if the Rama does not say V'chein Iker, that means that he's telling you it's another day, but he's not arguing on the Mechaber, so it's a Sveika Dedina. So therefore, if somebody wants to be machmir, again, Rama just said, ain't sorach. He doesn't say you should not. He just says you don't have to. So, certainly one who wants to be machmir to be oitel chaladeis should do like the machaber. Even to Bnei Ashkenaz, the follow the Rama. So that's l'chayr what comes out, and like we said, the goin is sorachin. Now, when the Rama says, sheyishon to sleep, that's not from the Kalbi. Where does that come from? So l'chayr, that's like the Rambam, and the Darkei Moshe brings it from the Mahariv. The question really is on the Mechaber, why he doesn't bring this Rambam. I don't know why. But this lashon of the Rama of lishtais ma'at and then sleep, I did not find this in the Rishonim. It's not exactly the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't say yosim alimudai. The Rambam sounds like you need to drink enough to actually put you to sleep. The Rambam says. The Rambam sounds like, you know, you make a shtickle l'chaim, you drink a little bit, and then you go to sleep, you take a nap. So, not exactly clear, pshat in the Rama. The question, according to the Rambam, that the chayvis shtia is yeradim, to fall asleep, and also the Rambam is mavur, as we read before at the beginning, ketzav chayvis suda zu, is mavur in the Rambam that the drinking is part of the suda. The ikka kiyam of chayv l'sumi doesn't mean you wake up in the morning on Purim, I mean, after davening and everything, and you just sit down and start drinking. That's not the pshad. The pshad is, that's not the chiyav. The chiyav is mitaych l'suda. Just like the Rambam says, ketzav chayv l'suda zu, you eat basar, so he says also, yishta. So the halacha to drink, he says, shayse yayin, it means mitaych l'suda. So the question is like this, a suda means you had pass, it means you need b'ch samozin. Samozin is a chiyav deraisa. Or even if it's not their eyes, but there's a chiv birch samozin. What happens if you fall asleep during the suda? And Bamis, even without the suda, even if you drink yayin stamaza, he's certainly drinking more than a revius, if he's getting to such a level of shikras. What happened with the bracha achreina? So I saw in the Orchis Rabbeinu, which is Hanhogs of the Stipler, that the Stipler was asked, and he said, when a person feels himself starting to fall asleep, then he has to bench. I don't know, it seems a little bit dochuk in the Rambam to say that. I would have said differently, that Itaka has to fall asleep. He goes to sleep. But before you start drinking, you have to be Maimed the Shomer, that who should wake you when, or is within the amount of time that you have to bench after he's sleeping. Now, it's not a great Eitzah, because besides the fact that the Shomer himself is not necessarily reliable, but people have experience trying to wake up somebody who fell asleep from being drunk. It's not very easy to wake him up. It's certainly not very easy for him to stop benching. So I don't really have a great answer on what happens to Birch Samazan over here. Just talk about one more Nidin. The meaning is that Noshim, women, are not Mekayim this din of Chayiv L'Sumi B'Puriyah. They don't do this. L'Chayiv L'Shver, why not? We know that Noshim Chayiv in all the mitzvahs of Purim, like the Gemara says, because Afein Hayu Bo'i Sehenes. Okay, so Pasha, you tell me the Teretz is because it's not Minatznius. It's not a Derech of Noshim that they should do such a thing. Paiskim say a similar Svara by Kiddush Levana. That's why Noshim are maybe part from Kiddush Levana, because it's called Kvud Abbas Me'alf Pnima. It's not Derech Eretz. It's not Tznius for them to go out into the street. Okay, fine. But according to the Rishonim, that hold the sheet of the Rav Yo, which is what the Rama is really bringing, that Yishti Yosim Ali Mudai, so it means just drink a little bit. So why can't they do that? It's not sneezing for them to make l'chaim. Many women every Shabbos, they drink wine from Kiddush, they make l'chaims, they drink by simchas. I'm not talking about getting drunk. I'm talking about taking a sip of wine. Yosim limudai, whatever limudai is. If limudai is to take a chles 2 ounces, take 3 ounces. If limudai is to take nothing, take 1 ounce. Why not? And then when the Rama says shina, they should go to sleep. That's for sure they can. That's for sure it's sneezing for them to go to sleep. So why don't we have to, why don't we find that Noshim are noig like this? So Noach Rabbeinu Itaka says that the disciple Taka told the Zeinuklach, the girls, they should Taka drink a little bit. Okay, but like we said, that's not the Minig Olam. We don't see the Paiskim and the Gedolim being makban on this at all. So maybe you could say the Teretz is that the aside of the Chiyuv of Chayav L'Sumi is Mitam Simcha's Purim. Now the Rambam says in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Vav Halachas, L'Gabi Yontif, not L'Gabi Purim, but the Rambam says that the way to be Mesameach Anoshim is bebasav yain, but to be mesameach noshim is with begodim. So maybe that's the pshat, because by notion it's not simcha for them to drink. The simcha for them is to have begodim. But Rabbi Zeha Guvakasha said, why don't we find a chiyuv of begodim on Purim, that Noshim should have new clothes on Purim, like by Yontif, that we don't see. So I don't have a really good teretz on this. Maybe the Loshon of Mechayiv Inish, the word Inish, maybe is Maskia Noshim, means only Anoshim. I don't know. Adayin Tzorchim.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.